And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hi, I'm Jeff Vandermeer, the author of the Southern Reach trilogy, and the book I'd like to recommend today is Brodeck's Report by Philippe Claudel. Now, in this novel, a stranger comes to a small town in an isolated part of an unidentified European country, and this stranger is then brutally murdered in the village inn several months after he arrives. And our narrator, one of the only men not involved in the murder, is asked to investigate and file a report. And he's asked this by the very mayor and other town elders who murdered the man in the first place. Brodeck composes his report in an atmosphere of kind of growing unease and fear, and he's already a kind of reporter to a distant central government that's never really fully defined. And he fears that the purpose of the report is to implicate him in the murder, since he's really the only one who wasn't. And this is all in the very beginning of the novel, so I'm not really giving much away. Brodeck, though, has secrets in his past, and as the novel opens up, Claudel achieves a kind of beautiful confluence and layering. As we learn more about the town, we learn more about the stranger, and more about Brodeck. And with each new layering, the plot and the characters take on new aspects and dimensions and change. And Claudel is adroit at showing claustrophobia and unease in the village, and how the past and the people's inability to come to terms with the past almost always has repercussions in the present. For example, everything the stranger does, they think is a reflection of something that they've done in the past that they're feeling guilty about. So anything he might say as a stray comment actually seems to them to be, you know, commenting in a snarky way on them. But he is equally skilled at showing the verdant kind of unspoiled natural world that surrounds the town, a beauty that for some in the town only makes them feel more disconnected. As we begin to understand that the outlines of Brodeck's report are much broader and more damning than expected, the novel becomes a fevered page-turner without ever losing the meticulous attention to detail. Surreal elements like a mysterious die-off of the local fox population adds a sense of the novel as shimmering between dark folktale and deep psychological drama in an entirely satisfying way. By novel's end, Brodeck's report contains all of the worst and the best of human nature, and as with the best literature, glimmers darkly in the imagination long thereafter. We keep going on long after we think we can't, and in the end, perhaps we can escape at least part of the past. There's a scene where one of the townsfolk goes into Brodeck's office area, and he's kind of lingering in the back, and Brodeck doesn't see him right away. This is a former friend, and this is basically the first time that Brodeck realizes that the entire town is against him. And somewhere around here is where Brodeck also begins to change in terms of what we think the report's about, and it becomes more about his own life for a while, which then, in a really lovely way, doubles back to being pertinent to the death and the murder of the stranger.
Jeff Vandermeer recommends Brodeck's Report by Philippe Claudel. You'll find more bookmarks and interviews with Vandermeer on our website at ttbook.org.